Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have a lot to discuss today. Let's get up to date on lawn care, as I'm getting a number of questions like fertilizing and just general care. Plus, I'd like to discuss why we grow sunflowers and a survey of favorite tomatoes. Jim Hunter stops by to help us grow camellias from his South Seminole farm and nursery. And Joni, as promised, has the dragonfly story.
Yes.
Kelly Velez is at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Jim, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. One of my favorite cool season flowers has to be the camellia. They were once popular with a large society locally, but not as much right now. Have they lost their popularity, or do we just need to talk about them more and find the good growers for you to go to? Well, we'll talk about this wonderful plant today. Also, let's kind of wrap up lawn care. And I have information on Icon Zoysia, by the way. We had a question about that last week. And the care needed of your lawns. Plus, I received a nice article on why we should grow sunflowers. They have six reasons. I bet we can think of more also. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens. And along with Teresa and Joni, I'm We're broadcasting from our homes, and of course, I'm an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide. Teresa has hers also. We'll ask her to tell us about them. And thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or just make a comment. Hour number one is going to be exciting because we're talking about camellias with Jim Hunter of South Seminole Farm and Nursery. He has a large collection for sale at the nursery, which is 41 years old now. As promised last week, Joni will sort of buzz in with dragonflies. You like that?
Yes.
Do they really eat mosquitoes? Hour number two, Randy Schultz of Schultz Communications will make it exciting with Teresa and me to discuss Halloween plants and products. I know the plant I like the most for Halloween. I bet Randy has one. He has the popular website, by the way, homegardenandhomestead.com. Web page is up for October. I have features on bananas. Take a look. Mine are getting bigger all the time. Will I get them in time before the cold? We'll see. A nice picture there. Have 10 ways to kill a tree and a day in the garden. There's also Tom's Got to Do's moon sign planting dates. Get up on the website, betterlawns.com. You can even write us. Right now, Kelly Valenz is at the controls in the studio, and we'll be answering your calls, by the way. Teresa, Joni, and I, as I mentioned, are hosting the program from our homes. How to contact us? You can call us, 407-916-5400, or you might want to wait till about the second half of the program. But you can text us at any time, 23680, or you can get up on Facebook at Better Lawns and Gardens. Trash can report for this week, 6 full trash cans of weeds to turn into compost. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Yep. Good morning.
Don't you like my trash can report? I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out how many weeds you have in your yard to put in the trash cans.
I know. It becomes embarrassing. actually, it has limbs and things like that, too. So I've been doing a lot of trimming, a lot of grooming. But, you know, as one of my gardening friends, Bob Hoodling, tells me, he said the weeds are out of control. And if you have landscapes as big as mine, yeah, there's no doubt about that. Let's see. How was your week? Everything going well?
Everything is going great. You know, everybody is wanting to fix their landscape. So I'm really enjoying that people want to do something in their yard. So it's exciting.
Yeah. Hot weather was back last week. I have not had rain for a while, but cool weather, here's the good news, cooler weather, I should say, is on the way in the northern portion of Florida, 70s and 60s, central Florida, 80s and 70s, and south Florida, 80s and 80s. I don't see any 90s in the forecast right now.
That is good.
Yeah, I was out this week doing at least one all-day consult, and I'll tell you, it got kind of hot in the end of the week. Yeah. So anyway, Kelly, do you have a lawn at your house, much of a lawn?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're out there mowing.
Yes.
Well, we're going to talk about lawn care in just a little bit here. But Teresa, you remember last week we had a question about Icon Zoysia.
Yes.
And I wanted to know how long it's been out. Empire is probably the major zoysia, but there's a ton of different zoysias out there. And if you want to know a whole lot about them, you go up on the university's website or get the bulletin, Zoysias in Florida. And if you put in zoysias in Florida, put IFAS after it, I-F-A-S, and you'll get the bulletin. It lists lots of zoysias, but it doesn't have the Icon zoysia in it. And the reason is Icon is so new. It was released in 2018, and it's from an Australian breeder, and it's a little different. It's not the same one that Empire or another popular one called Jameur comes from. Most of them come from Zoysia tenuifolia, but the Icon comes from Macrantha, and it's supposed to be more salt tolerant. And everything we see is, you know, it sounds like it's a good zoysia for us, a good green color, medium blade, quick establishment, lateral growth, less thatch production. So, you know, I think it's a good one to try. Here's my problem. My problem is when something is so new, and this one's now been released in 2018. That's 2 years or less. So, you know, what's it going to do? And we need to have homeowners respond to us. If you want to try it and respond, feel free to. I was one of the first to have Empire Zoysia, and it's done fine for me. So anyway, I don't know. Teresa, what do you think?
Well, I think that's right. It's that, you know, when they start growing these different types of grasses, they grow them commercially on the farms and nurseries. But once you get it into the residential landscape, it, you know, then you start to see the issues with it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to finding out more about it, but I had not heard of it. So I can't even remember where I can even find it. But if you see it out there and you want to try it, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, some of the growers have it. So it's one that's becoming fairly popular with the growers anyway. But like you say, the growers can take very good care of these things.
Right.
They maintain them well. So, and then when it gets to the homeowner, less care. I will tell you, I've seen plenty of lawns with less care. and the other problem that we can have with zoysias is nematodes, which not many talk about because we don't have a good control. We lost the control that we had about a year ago. So, and I didn't find that out till yesterday. So anyway, we've got a problem with nematode control in zoysias. So hopefully your lawn doesn't have that problem. Teresa, I thought we just might go over turf care just a little bit. I'm getting some questions about it.
Yeah.
Right now, fertilizer, right?
It's important to fertilize right now. You want to, as we get into the cooler temperatures, it's good. But we've got about 3 months before we have really severe cold temperatures or, you know, stress. So we want to make sure we get the fertilizer down now so the grass can absorb it.
Yeah. Continue to mow. Don't move the mower blade up and down. Keep it at the proper height. That's what I say anyway.
It's important. The height of the blade is going to be the depth of your root system, and so you want to make sure that you're, you know, keeping it at the right height. And with different grasses, zoysia has a different height than St. Augustine. So
yeah,
you want to make sure you got the right height.
Zoysia is much closer than St. Augustine, so you don't want to mow your zoysia at St. Augustine height. You want to mow it shorter. Water could be a dry time, right?
I've already lost one plant that was in a pot that I just didn't get water to it fast enough.
Yeah, that happens to me, too. I'm going all day, and when I come home, wilted. So,
yes.
pest control, chinch bugs, side worms can still be out there.
Yep, and you just got to walk your yards on a regular basis. You know, you want to catch a problem before it becomes a major one. So, if you know, you're walking it every day, look under the leaves, over the leaves, look at your grass, and just catch it before it becomes an expensive problem.
Yeah, two other things I have on my list here. Have your soil tested, get the pH adjusted, and also install new lawns, put in plugs, anything of that nature. I received this week from the Home Garden Seed Association, and they talk about how to start things from seed, a little flyer on sunflowers, really kind of a pretty one, actually, all for kind of sunflowers, 6 reasons to plant sunflowers. Joni, what do you like about sunflowers?
I like them all. I like a lot more here in the yard, dear.
That sounds like a Tom's got to do.
Yes, sir.
Well, they're very pretty. Teresa, what do you like about them?
I like the height that they give you for your garden, but they're also so bright and cheery. So when you're driving down the road, even in a residential community, you see those sunflowers when you're driving down the road, and it makes you kind of, it's nice. I like it, and it provides a wildlife resource.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a sunflower field?
Yes, especially up near Gainesville. You know, that area going up the highway 95, you see them.
Yeah. We were in North Dakota, and this was 15, 20 years ago. And we were driving out into the country. We stopped and got some burgers, and we drove out into the country. Nobody out there. And we pulled over in a sunflower field. And we just sat out there and ate our lunch with all the bees and everything, insects all flying around, visiting the sunflowers. It was really neat. So we enjoyed that. But yeah, here's the 6 reasons to plant sunflowers. Number 1, to attract the birds. They will do that. Number 2, to cut flowers for the table. Cut them and use them. Number 3, to bring in the pollinators. That's kind of nice.
That's it, yeah.
Here's one for you now. For architecture and garden interest, I figure landscape designers, like you said, create a backdrop, right?
It is a great backdrop, and the flowers are just so unique. You get that hard texture of the seeds in the middle and the bright flowers, and I love it, the orange ones, the burnt orange and all the fall color ones. It just is a great contrast for the garden.
I'm looking at one of those right now. They have it in one of their pictures. If you want to see sunflowers, just go up online, Google sunflowers. You'll see all different kinds of ones. And number 5 is for containers, and number 6 is for us to eat them, eat the sunflower seeds.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out sunflowers in containers. That's kind of interesting. That you know, you got to have the container because, you know, the height of the container, you kind of balance it with the height of the flowers, and so that would be very interesting.
They have one picture here called Sunray Yellow Hybrid, and smallish blooms, 2 feet high. So they have, there's one called Music Box, 2.5 feet, bicolor chocolate bloom. So that's kind of neat.
Sure.
Time to take a break because Jim Hunter's coming up, and he's going to be with us very shortly here. He's probably online already with us, and so we'll come back and talk about camellias. Camellias happens to be one of my favorite flowers because there's not a whole lot else out there at that time of the year. You can also text us, no text messages yet, but when you wake up, send me a message, 23680, and we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm Laurel Lee, Florida's Secretary of State. Our state and nation depend on voters who are well-informed. Learning about candidates and issues is extremely important. But beware of misinformation that may seem true, but comes from false or misleading reports seeking to polarize voters. Don't believe everything you read or hear. If something doesn't seem right, seek trusted sources and verify the facts. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
Hi everyone, I'm Miss America 2020 Camille Schreier. Join me in support of DEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 24th. Please get rid of the unused or expired prescriptions in your medicine cabinet. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Protect your family and our communities, and let's all keep prescription drugs out of the wrong hands. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-819-6675. That's 800-819-6675. Again, 800-819-6675.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. I think the sun's coming up. Can't really see from where I'm sitting here right now, but it's getting brighter outside. We said send us your text messages, and we've got a number of them here. And just very quickly here, Teresa, see if we can do this one.
Okay.
Says, I have an orange tree. When is the best time to fertilize it? I'd say get out there with the fertilizer right now. What do you think?
I think so. This is it. You need to do it now.
Yeah, go ahead, get out there and fertilize it. They said they moved it from a container to the soil in the spring. They haven't had any fruits in 4 or 5 years. It's been in a container. But when you move something like that and plant it out new, you may not get fruit. You may not get flowering for a couple of years. So
yeah, you're gonna. It's putting all its energy into establishing those roots. So you want to give it fertilizer on a regular basis. It's always is going to need fertilizer.
Yeah, I say March, May, August, and early October. I tell you what, let's get Jim Hunter in. He's coming down the garden path there. I'm sure Jim Hunter's horticulturist and owner of South Seminole Farm and Nursery. That's at 2010 East Lake Drive in Castleberry, Florida, which in my book has become the Camellia Capital of Florida. And it's in its 41st year. The number there is 407-695-3247. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Florida. How's everybody doing?
Good morning, well, Jim.
Yeah, I think we're fine. Joni's shaking her head. She's okay.
Hello.
The sun's coming up here at the farm, looking good.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Now, you know, you're in your 41st year. You're getting to get a couple of gray hairs like me.
I have to correct you, Tom, 42 years.
Oh. 42 years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Getting a deal of white on the top there a little bit, but I guess that goes with time.
Well, that's great. 42 years. You can be very proud about that. And you grow lots of camellias, which I find were once very popular but seem to have lost some of this popularity. Are they gaining interest again?
I don't know, Tom. Hopefully they are, and they should be, and I think they will. Most of the members of the Camellia Society seem to be older folks, but we do have young buyers coming in and buying them and, you know, buying them with gusto. So, you know, it's a beautiful plant, the beautiful flowers. I can't imagine it not being popular.
Yeah, Teresa, are landscapers using camellias much?
Well, I know I am. I try and put them in every yard, especially since, Jim, they bloom at the perfect time of the year when we have our northern snowbirds here in the wintertime. They're a great blooming flower.
Yeah. So I guess camellias are starting to bloom now. Teresa said she has one. They bloom in at the nursery?
Yes, sir. Well, the Shiquankos, you know, are the early bloomers. They're usually November, December is their main blooming cycle, and then Japonicas in January and February. But they can bleed over. We have so many camellias here that it's not too unusual for us to find a flower or two in July or something, you know.
Oh, really? That's real.
The Shiquankos are starting to come in the first of the month. They ought to be really popping. We've got a lot of flower buds on the plants.
Have you counted how many different varieties you have?
We're a little over 300 now. We seem to add a few new ones as we find some cool ones every year, it seems like. But I think there's actually over 5,000 varieties of camellias in the world. But
wow,
that's
so
amazing.
300 doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a lot. We have our little section of the farm, which we call Camellia City, and we have them arranged alphabetically so we can find them easily when they're not blooming.
Yeah. And so when you have visitors there, this is the season coming up when they do bloom, that's the best time to kind of find out which one you like the best because you can see them, right?
Absolutely. You know, we do have some books, some charts that can show you, you know, pictures in the off season. And the American Camellia Society has a great website, and they have hundreds of pictures of the different varieties that you can go on and check there too, you know, from home.
Yeah, they, do any of them have fragrance?
Yes, sir. There's probably a good 12 or 15 varieties. Probably the most popular one is one called High Fragrance, which is a double or a triple pink flower, probably mid-sized to large. And it's a very perfumey flower, but probably one of the older ones is a dark pink called Accent that's been around for a number of years. And we've got Cinnamon Cindy, Fragrance Joy. There's about a dozen or so.
Oh, Cinnamon Cindy sounds cute.
Yeah.
There's Cinnamon Cindy and Cinnamon Sensation. And I can't tell the difference, but I got an old nose.
We need to have one named Fragrant Joni or Fragrant Teresa.
That's
it. I'll work on that.
Okay. There you go. Hey, Jim, what's a good location for camellias in the landscape?
Well, you know, the Chiquanquas can go full sun, and I wouldn't put them in the North 40, but they can take a good amount of sun, but no problem. And the Japonicas here in Central Florida need a little bit of shade, you know, particularly afternoon shade, if you can arrange that in the landscape. As you go further north, you get into the Carolinas, they can grow them in full sun, but, you know, Florida sun's a little more intense than South Carolina.
You know, I used to live up north, and as far north as the National Arboretum in Washington, D.C., they did have camellias. It was a struggle for them, but they would have a few camellias there. So they do have cold tolerance, but not when you get way up there, not that cold. But it takes all the cold that Florida can handle, right?
Yes, sir. No problem with cold here in Florida. And I'm not sure how far you can go north with those. I know there's varieties that grow on Long Island.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good. So how would you recommend planting a camellia? Because they come in gallon sizes, but you can also get them as, like, small trees, right?
Yeah, we have camellias from 1 gallon to probably 200 gallon in size here at the farm. And camellias like well-drained soil, which is pretty good with us here in Florida because we got all the sand. So if you can add some compost to the hole maybe when you're planting it, you know that would be a good thing. Cottonseed meal seems to be one of their favorite types of fertilizer. So we've got an improved hole that we're planting. Just be careful that you don't plant a camellia too deep. In fact, we recommend that maybe you have an inch or so of the root ball above the soil line in case the plant settles and settles too deep. You can rot at the crown there. But they're very easy plants, and I have some living in my yard with no irrigation that are doing fantastic. Just live on rainwater once you're established. But you got to get them established first.
Yeah. So, you know, I've sometimes found that the camellias in the container really like to develop those circling roots. Should we do anything about that when we plant them?
Yes, sir. And, you know, a lot of plants will develop those wraparound roots. And you need to cut those roots a little bit or break them up with your hands, depending on how thick they are. But as you cut them just on the outside of the root ball, that's going to force them to grow new roots, and they're going to grow out to the side and down to the bottom.
Yeah. Let me tell everybody, we're talking with Jim Hunter, horticulturist and owner of South Seminole Farm and Nursery, and that's at 2010 East Lake Drive in Castleberry, and it's in its 42nd year. Wow. That's starting to make me feel old. But anyway, so you talk about care of new plants. What does that involve? If we plant one now, let's say I drive out, get one, bring it home, plant it. What does that involve going through the winter and into early spring?
Well, you know, like any new plant, you need a lot of water on it, and especially if the weather is warm. So, you know, I would recommend, you know, taking a garden hose and really saturating the root system daily. And as the weather cools down, you can, you know, probably cut down to 2 or 3 days a week. It's cooler, maybe even a couple days a week. But it takes maybe a year to plant to get totally drought tolerant and established. So when we have our springs, they're normally dry. So maybe come March, you need to kind of step up the watering again and maybe go back to that every other day or once a day for a while.
So, Jim, if somebody wanted to come out to the South Seminole Farm and Nursery, and can they just walk through? Do they need to make an appointment? How would they get some really personal care?
No, just pull them in. We've got a nice parking lot up front. We have a very, very knowledgeable staff, and they can take you back. We can show you pictures this time of year. But we have a huge, we're up to 11 acres. We have a huge inventory of all kinds of landscape plants, not just camellias, but, we can help you out with the camellias. Sometimes folks will come in when they're blooming, that is, the camellias, they'll come in for one plant. And we say, what happened to those folks back there, and go check on them or something. They've been back there for an hour, Then we see the wagon coming up, and the wagon's got six plants on it because they couldn't make up their mind. Believe me, there's some gorgeous flowers.
Well, camellias are one of my favorite hedge plants. I really think they do well in a hedge, and it makes a nice backdrop when they're blooming. So what other uses can camellias, can be used for?
Well, they're obviously a good specimen plant, by themselves. And some people, when they do the hedge, they'll do the hedge all in the same plant, all the same color of flower and everything else. But I don't know, with a limited yard, there's so many varieties that I think I'd almost have to mix it up so I could have at least one plant of each cool variety that I like or something.
Yeah, so all 300 of them.
Yeah, all 300 of them.
Now, they come in different sizes, too. Like, we do have ones that grow low where you can use them as, small foundation plants.
Yeah, probably one of the better low-growing ones is the Shishi Grisera, which is a type of chiquanqua with kind of a reddish-purple, pink-looking flower, and it tends to grow very lateral, to the sides there, and you can keep it relatively small for a long, long time.
That's yeah, nice.
I like that Grisera. That's probably the most popular of the chiquanquas.
And I like pink perfection too.
Oh yeah.
Now, last thing, we're going to run out of time, almost out anyway. Normal care for an established camellia. What's the normal care?
Well, just probably on the once it's established, probably just on the regular irrigation, that the plant might get maybe a couple of times a week and everything. The cottonseed meal is one of their favorite foods, but any acid-based fertilizer, there's a lot of fertilizers made for camellias, say, is we like to use worm castings on them. We probably baby ours a little bit more. We osmite, which is a mineral situation, we definitely use that on them to keep them happy. We want them nice and dark green. And that's one other thing. The foliage on camellias is always, not always, but should be dark green and glossy. So it's an attractive plant even when it's not blooming.
Jim, we appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much. And again, the address is South Seminole Farm and Nursery, 2010 East Lake Drive in Castleberry, Florida. And the number is 407-695-3247. Jim, thank you very much. And we really appreciate all your camellias.
Thank you, sir.
Jim.
Y'all have a great day.
Okay, you too. And I tell you what, it's break time. When we come back, we're going to be buzzing in with dragonflies. Right, Joni?
That's right.
Yeah, Joni's standing by. She's got her dragonflies up and running.
I don't have them in here anymore.
I think I can hear them. Anyway, it's good time for you to give us a call also, 407-916-5400. I tell you what, we're going to be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $80. $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we are back. Happy to have you with us today. If you want to give us a call, now's the time. 407-916-5400. I'll give you that again. 407-916-5400. You want to text us, 23680. A lot of people do. I have a number of text questions. We'll be getting to more of those in just a little bit here. But right now, we're going to buzz in. I don't know. Dragonflies make a sound? I guess they do when they're going around.
I don't know.
But here's Joni.
Okay. Have you noticed all the dragonflies flitting around lately? They seem to be out in large numbers right now. And as odd as it may seem, they are one of the most popular insects, especially with people who all also enjoy bird watching. I never realized that some insects were actually classified as being popular.
Yeah.
In Florida, we have six families of dragonflies.
Really?
Yes, six. And I'm going to
count them. Yes.
Yeah.
Get their names.
Yeah.
The Smiths, the Wilsons.
Yeah.
Well, they belong to the insect family called Odonata, which means tooth-jawed.
Oh.
It sounds bad.
Yeah, it does.
Translated, this means only try to play with one. Dragonflies like to hang out by any open body of fresh water, and strangely enough, even large blacktop parking lots. Researchers say dragonflies think parking lots are really large bodies of water.
That's interesting.
Well, they're little. It's in big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They will stray at times in search of a mate, and return to breed and drop their eggs. Male dragonflies can be quite territorial when defending their breeding area. Mm. Being predators, they use their very large eyes and take up nearly its entire head for hunting. Vision is 360 degrees, and each eye has up to 30,000 lenses. And one of their favorite meals is mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
That's
yeah. Their legs have clawed feet and are made of grabbing and holding prey when it while it eats and kills and eats them. Okay, a strong body supports the dragonfly's four wings. Their wings are capable of moving independently, so it can change direction very quickly.
Like a helicopter.
And,
yeah.
And even in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unmatched in the insect world for flying 35 miles per hour, while some have even been clocked at 60.
Wow.
Wow, that's
They also
wow.
have very agile and deliberate flight patterns. Floating plants, like water lilies in areas where the adults mate, the female lay her eggs in the fresh water, hiding them in a plant or in a muddy area. A grassy or shrubby places nearby serves as safety areas. The hatchlings will spend their early life of 15 stages in the water, feeding out on fish, tadpoles, and water insects. In time, the young develop wings, then come out of the water, shed its skin, dries its wings, and in an hour, off they fly as an adult. Some species can take as long as 3 years to become an adult.
Really?
Yeah. But once, it'll be around, but once it does reach adulthood, the dragonfly only lives for about 3 months.
Oh.
But in the time, one female can lay up to 3,000 eggs.
Wow.
Yeah. So the dragonflies live on.
How about that? Good job. Yeah. Let's hear it for the dragonflies. Yay!
Yay.
You know, I'm seeing a fair amount of them out there right now. I don't know, Teresa, are you?
I do, and it's kind of, you see them a little bit at dust time and right around lunchtime I see them a lot. And so when I see them, I just know they're taking care of my pest problems. So
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good. That's good. I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll see if we have any phone calls. And if you want to give us a call, now's the time, 407-916-5400. But I also have lots of text messages, so we're going to get to all those there. So feel free. Again, the text line is 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida has over 2,000 miles of shoreline, over 4,000 square miles of lakes, and over 11,000 miles of rivers, streams, and waterways. Which means no matter how big your boat, how bright your life jacket, how loud you shout, finding you in the case of an emergency is going to be really difficult. Unless you have an emergency locator beacon, odds are you'll never need it. But the odds for you are tremendously better if you ever do.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. And they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Parents pushed and shoved their children, hoping this famous man would bless them. His assistants, thinking they were protecting him from the unwanted demands, tried to shoo the kids away, but this man was indignant with his assistants. He said, "Let the children come to me." He took them in his arms and talked to them, laughed with them. They felt loved. The man was Jesus. He showed his well-intentioned assistants how important children are to God. Jesus lived an incredibly busy life, but he wasn't too busy for children. Parents, adults, giving kids a listening ear or a hug is often all they need to feel important and loved, especially when their lives have been turned upside down and doesn't resemble anything they've ever known. Ask the Lord to help you be like Jesus when it comes to children. No job is more important than that, even if you're the Son of God. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Thanks for joining us today. Today on Better Lawns and Gardens, happy to have you. Teresa, Joni, and I are broadcasting from home like we've been doing for a very good while. Kind of getting to be a habit, I think. Kind of neat. You can just kind of nestle in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Joni likes it. I know that.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. How about some text messages here and see if we can clear a few of these up.
Sure.
What is the best way to control weeds in my lawn? I can't seem to get rid of what I call four-leaf clovers. My suggestion is use one of the liquid-type products. If the weed is hard to control, then you have it identified and make sure, that you're using the right product. But some of the weed and feeds, if you haven't put down fertilizer, and we started off talking about fertilizer, some of the weed and feeds are pretty good at this, but you have to follow the instructions. Like the Bio Advance product, Weed and Feed for Southern Lawns, you can use it on most except Bahia. The best way to put it down is make sure the lawn is moist first. So you have to follow the instructions. What do you think, Teresa?
I think so. You want to have a nice thick lawn so that the seeds can't get in and penetrate, and then just make sure you're following up with the fertilizer. Nice and healthy lawns, really have a hard time, with the weeds. So you want to make sure that you're doing all the right maintenance.
Yeah, I saw that one time. I was at a field day with one of the commercial companies, and they had lawns of different levels of maintenance. And the ones that had the best care had the fewest weeds. It was really kind of interesting.
That's it.
Okay, here's one for you, Teresa. What is the popular way to prune a bird of paradise, bush or tree? My guess is what they have is the large white bird of paradise.
Yeah.
What do you do for that?
I would divide it up. I would just take them out because they grow and they start to put up new shoots. So I would try to keep them maintained at the bottom and just keep them thinned out.
Yeah.
You don't want to cut them from the top down.
Yeah. Do you use them?
I use them. And especially if somebody wants some shade in a tropical garden, I like to put them at the back of landscapes because they do get quite big. But you don't want to put them underneath wires or overhead, cable and thing like that. So just make sure you're putting the right plant in the right place.
Now, sometimes with the bird of paradise, you get the large, tall trunks, which is the white bird of paradise. And, I just tell people when they get kind of ragged looking and everything, there's so many new shoots coming up, take out the old ones.
Exactly. Once a year, especially maybe after hurricane season, you just go ahead and thin them out and just cut them down. And they look better when you maintain them.
Yeah. Now, if it's a shrubby, the typical orange one, just prune out the dead leaves, take out the old stems. That's all I do.
they're very low maintenance, and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to do too much pruning on them or dividing them up, because they like to be root bound to bloom well. So just cut out the dead stuff.
Yep. Now here's another one. This is Robin in Ocala. She said they need a crabgrass post-emergent for St. Augustine, and also a pre-emergent. I think they're going to be hard pressed to find a good post-emergent. People play around with baking soda. But outside of that, there's plenty of pre-emergent products out there, which they call crabgrass preventers at the garden centers.
Yeah, they might want to just look towards the future. Wintertime's going to knock it out. So,
you're optimistic. I'm pessimistic. You know, I've been out there looking at that crabgrass, and I see the frost come through, and I see it freeze back, and then there's those little sprigs that still make it out there.
So, that's true.
And I've used the baking soda trick, and that seems to work pretty well, burning it back.
Will it work even in the wintertime?
If you have green leaves, you have to have green-growing crabgrass. And if you have green-growing crabgrass, then it's going to burn it back, but it'll grow back. The pre-emergence products also, you can't have any live-growing crabgrass. With the pre-emergence, there's a number of them out there. If you use one of those, then they will prevent seed germination. But here's something else to think about. A lot of the pre-emergence also prevent the St. Augustine from spreading out. So if you need to fill voids, you might not want to do that.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you. Let's see. Does weed and feed kill vines in the lawn, or those need to be hand-pulled? Depends on the weed and feed. Some of them do, like the Bio Advance contains dicamba, and it will probably work over the vines. But if you can pull them out, I think that's a better way.
I think so, too. The tubers, the weed and feed doesn't work on the ones that have really deep tubers. And so you can do Shrub Be Gone. There's a couple of different products that are working for the ones that have deeper root system.
Yeah, Brush Be Gone.
Brush Be Gone, yes.
It's morning. I know, I understand. But, yeah, that would be spot treating on the vines with a product like that if it's in the lawn. Yeah. But otherwise, you pull them out. Okay, here's another one. Here, we'll get this one in before we have to go to break. It says, sometimes camellias have buds all over them that don't open. What's wrong? What's wrong, Teresa?
Could be a fertilizer. It's just sometimes they have a good show one year. Next year, they kind of, slack down or, get a little lazy. But make sure you're maintaining it with good fertilizer.
Yeah, and make sure that you have the right variety. Varieties that like to grow in the more northern areas of the state or up the East Coast may not do well here. Go over to a place like South Seminole Farm and Nursery. Get one that's known to be a good performer.
Don't cut them after the month of June.
Exactly. They already have their buds formed. You may be eliminating them. Coming up next hour, Randy Schultz is going to be with us. We'll be talking about Halloween plants. I can't wait to howl with him. I have my favorite Halloween plant. We'll see if he has it also. So we'll be back. Don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Thomas Cubbin, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.